Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Drivers in Oklahoma, Missouri, South Dakota, North Dakota, Nebraska, Minnesota, and Kansas, be ready. Gas Buddy predicts gas prices in these states will spike anywhere from 50 cents to a dollar per gallon over the next several days. While there are few details on the particulars on what's driving the increase, this week President Biden froze many drilling leases in Alaska, and America's energy needs coming from foreign countries could add to the spike. Hurricane Lee continued to strengthen at an exceptional rate last night after jumping multiple storm levels within hours. Lee is now a Category 5 storm, as reported by the National Hurricane Center. The powerful hurricane is forecast to move north of the Leeward Islands and Puerto Rico, and may slow down east-northeast of the Bahamas this weekend. Some computer models call for the storm to intensify into one of the strongest, if not the strongest hurricane yet, observed in the Atlantic Basin. Presidential candidate Donald Trump formally informed the judge overseeing his Georgia election case that he may attempt to transfer his state-level case to federal court. The charges against Trump could be dropped by invoking immunity protection for federal officials, as Trump attorneys have previously stated they would try to move the case. Former Trump advisor Peter Navarro was found guilty yesterday of contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena from the House of Representatives committee. A 12-member jury convicted Navarro on two counts of contempt after he refused to testify or turn over documents to the Democrat-led House panel. The charges carry a minimum of 30 days and a maximum of 1 year in jail. Sentencing is scheduled for January 12th. Navarro's lawyer said he will appeal. Today is officially National 401k Day. This is USA News.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
James Comer, chair of the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability, suggests that a House impeachment inquiry into President Biden could come as early as the middle of this month. Republican Representative Comer on Newsmax.
But we got the shell companies. We got the bank records of the shell companies. So we built a case that'll win in court. And with respect to the emails, I didn't think there would ever be an email, a government email between Joe Biden and Hunter Biden talking about his business or talking about Ukraine. What I never dreamed of is they would have never used pseudonyms. And what we're finding is there's probably thousands of emails. So this is just more evidence of wrongdoing by Joe Biden.
President Biden will try to make the case for U.S. preeminence over China during his visit with G20 leaders in India.
Sources have reported there are U.S.-backed efforts to beef up the International Monetary Fund by $200 billion in order to give overtaxed and impoverished nations, mostly in Africa, another option for funding outside of China. There are also joint efforts by the U.S., India, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates to connect the Middle East and the Indian subcontinent through a new rail network. China is offering lesser developed nations its Belt and Road Initiative. Chinese President Xi Jinping will not be at the G20. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Hong Kong's worst torrential rain since 1884 could cost the city more than $100 million. Much of the city is at a standstill, and the stock market in Hong Kong halted morning trading. Lance Pry, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing? Happy Friday to you. Bill Martinez here. We're on standby for Liz Peek. She'll be with us in just a moment. Looking at this latest polling, right, the Morning Consult poll, finds Donald Trump running away with the Republican presidential nomination. Trump at 60% currently, four times the support of his closest competitor, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis at 15%. No other candidate received double-digit support. Meanwhile, the latest CNN poll that has the left's head exploding, has Democrats reaching for Maalox, as Gary Bauer says. Joe Biden's approval rating stands at just 39%, down 6 points since January. Liz Peek is with us now. Good morning, Liz. How are you?
Good morning. If anyone deserves it, he does.
Yeah, these polling numbers, and you've got, two-thirds of the even Democrats saying they don't want Joe Biden.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of this centers on his age and obvious frailty, the fact that he can't get through any kind of presentation or speech or anything else without making some kind of mistake and embarrassing himself and, by the way, the country. But I also do think it's more than that. I think people have lost confidence in Joe Biden. I think people understand that he's incredibly, profoundly dishonest. That actually, I think that's a very big part of it. I think it started with the Afghanistan withdrawal.
Oh, no doubt.
Exactly. The more we find out about that horrible event, which resulted in 13 deaths of service people, the more we know it was his fault, his decision. And then he basically lied about it afterwards, talking about what a great success it was. But same thing with inflation. All kinds of issues have come up where Joe Biden acts as though everything is fine when the American people are not stupid and they know it's not fine.
Well, no doubt, just looking back at Afghanistan one more time, when it happened, even the left said this could really kneecap his chance at reelection. And they did everything they could to spin and cover it up. But, eventually this is the thing that happens with the truth. It gets its way out. I mean, you have the commander who was in charge of the exit being interviewed this morning saying, look, at his recommendation was Biden. It was just the opposite. Biden.
Bagram Air Force Base. I mean, keep Bagram open.
Yes.
Not abandon all that armaments and so forth. I agree with you. There are all kinds of things. Here is really the the essential problem for Joe Biden. He thinks he's much smarter than he is. Or maybe he does. I don't think he has much confidence, actually, in his own intellect. But he ascribes to himself enormous wisdom. He said that over and over again. And he doesn't have an enormous amount of wisdom. People, certainly on foreign affairs, any number of fair-minded people have written him off as a disaster. But that hasn't slowed him down at all. And, so he takes responsibility for policies and creating policies that have turned out very badly because they're really terrible policies. So
they are. You can't defend them. I don't know how you can from, you know, the southern border to every time somebody goes to the grocery store, right?
No, that's the thing. I mean, now I think we have two very obvious things that Republicans are going to hammer them on. The border is an unconscionable disaster, and it's a security disaster. It's a humanitarian disaster. It now is a fiscal disaster for cities who have had to take in tens of thousands of migrants, like New York. I don't think this is going away, Bill. I don't see that. I don't see how that gets turned around in any time frame that's going to help Joe Biden. And, you know, I think what we're seeing in New York, for example, is every week, every month, there's some crime committed by someone who is in the country illegally because we're a sanctuary city. They've been welcomed into New York, and then they go out and kill somebody or rape some girl or something. That is just going to get worse and worse. The stories are going to get more horrible. So I don't think Democrats in general have anything to say about this, but Joe Biden, it is really on his doorstep. And the second thing is energy. You know, this latest thing, taking millions of acres of Alaska land out of the, basically off, taking them off the chart in terms of being able to do oil exploration and so forth, that just furthers the narrative that Joe Biden would rather we go to Venezuela and Iraq and Iran for our oil than produce it here domestically. It is so stupid. I have to say, every now and then, the political foolishness of this president just stuns me. And this was yet another moment. Here we have oil prices going up, people again looking at the price they're paying to fill up their car and thinking, how is it that we have lost total control of oil prices? And he does something like this, which just confirms that he's very indifferent to the impact that has on Americans.
You know, Liz, I know people are now waking up and they're putting the blame on Biden, but don't you also blame it on the Democrats? I mean, the party itself is supporting these policies.
And this president.
Yes.
I agree. I agree. I mean, actually, there was something that happened recently, and I thought, let's talk about the corruption probe. Isn't there a single Democrat elected official who is going to say, well, wait a minute, maybe we actually should know what happened in Ukraine, what Joe Biden got in the way of a payout in China. We had Liz Cheney, right? And Adam Kinzinger and other people who said, well, this is wrong, what happened on Jan 6th. I'm breaking with the president. Isn't anyone going to break with Joe Biden? That kind of stuns me.
Well, but that's been the modus operandi of the Democrats that, you know, I tell you, some Republicans admire because they're in lockstep. And this is even without Nancy Pelosi, you know, corralling all the cats and making sure everybody speaks out of, the same hymnal. I think the Republicans could learn something from that example.
Oh, my. I should say so. Solidarity of the Democratic Party is always just complete revelation to me. And boy, the Republicans have never learned that lesson. But obviously, that's kind of a good thing. There are a lot more independent voices. We have a bigger tent in some ways these days than Democrats. If you're not a hard left progressive, you are not welcome in the Democratic Party. If you don't believe in abortion at 9 months, you're not welcome in the Democratic Party. The Republicans right now, I think, do have a bigger tent, more more flexibility, more openness. We had a conversation the other day about liberals versus progressives. Democrats now are no longer liberal. Liberal means freedom of speech.
Exactly. Right.
Welcoming other points of view. That's not who they are.
No, exactly. Well, the thing is, as big as the tent has become for Republicans, regardless, and you and I talked about this last week, Liz, they've got to get together and agree on some key issues, so that those things are constantly repeated, because the Democrats have teed up this victory for the Republicans. I mean, this should be a no-brainer, but they need to coalesce and really be focused on the messaging. And then, if you need to go, you know, a little rogue here and there on the edges, you know, so be it. But don't compromise those key critical issues that are going to keep minorities voting for you, that is going to maintain the confidence that the American people have right now for Republicans to manage energy better and to manage our border and, dare I say, our national security.
Yeah, have solutions, in other words. Solutions
exactly.
To these problems. That's what we need. We've got them.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, we've got them not only just by being able to talk about it, but there's a history of said solutions that we've been able to affect. We've got more from Liz Pink on the other side. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. A defunct economy, political unrest, and other monumental hurdles have plagued the people of Zimbabwe throughout the past two decades. Christianity might be the majority religion in Zimbabwe, but many have blended the true gospel with local legends and superstitions. The result is an undefined belief system that undermines the foundational hope that comes from the truth of Jesus. We have been working with our partners in the region to expand our reach through additional outlets and languages. Pray with us that these efforts will result in even more Zimbabweans hearing the gospel and placing their faith purely in Christ. To learn how you can pray for and encourage the people of Zimbabwe and others around the world whose lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
With you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. She's Liz Peek, Fox News contributor. Liz, you know, you would think that Joe Biden, as awful as he's doing, I mean, he's clearly demonstrated and made it quite evident that if you do just the opposite of what Donald Trump did for 4 years, then you implode. And you're thinking, okay, does he turn this around? Would he possibly think about energy independence and moving away from, you know, this progressive radical part of his party that is dooming his reelection? And maybe he might be able to save himself. But, you know, his answer here, especially with what's happening in New York, and you know firsthand with Eric Adams, I mean, he's up in arms, and, you know, here they've invited, you know, all the immigrants to come to New York and, you know, promoting that they're, you know, a sanctuary city, a sanctuary state. And now Joe Biden's answer is that we're not going to have a stay in Mexico policy. We're going to have a stay in Texas policy.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it was Hakeem Jeffries the other day, minority leader in the House, who was talking about how terrible Governor Abbott was to send these migrants around the country. You know, it isn't Abbott that's doing that. He has sent some, yes, dozens, hundreds maybe. It is the federal government who is busing people all over.
At the dark of night, right? How many planes are landing without a flight manifest? Right.
It's really quite. And by the way, I take credit for breaking that story. I was on television one morning and a friend of mine texted me and said, do you know that flights are coming into a local airport here, Westchester Airport, full of migrants after the airport has closed? The federal government's bringing them in and then just putting them on buses. No one knows where they're going. And I know this person and I knew that they knew someone who worked at Westchester Airport. Mm-hmm. So I brought it up. And that began that story, but I don't think we ever would have heard about it. I mean, it's the most extraordinary thing, but they continue to sort of pretend that this is all a Republican gotcha moment. It isn't. Mm-hmm. This is what the federal government was trying to do to make it less clear what was happening at the border. Ted Cruz was on yesterday talking about how many people have inundated some of these small towns along the Texas border. So here's a New York City with millions of residents complaining about 100,000. There are cities, towns in Texas of 30,000 inhabitants who've had 60,000 migrants dumped in their lap. I mean, I don't know how anyone really expects those people to manage that. They don't expect them to manage it. They just turn a blind eye and they don't care. It's really... it's extraordinary, and I was thinking yesterday, Bill, that it's almost a sign that Joe Biden isn't really running for re-election, because almost always a candidate who is doing that with any intention, with any energy, is pivoting to the middle, right? That's what you do to kind of broaden your appeal, to kind of bring back under your wing all the people who are annoyed about the policies that you put out there. Bill Clinton famously did that and worked with Newt Gingrich to reelect Bill Clinton. I see no such indication from Joe Biden at all. In fact, he's doubling down again, particularly on energy, trying to squash oil and gas production in the United States. As I say, even when the most convincing polling element of his entire 2.5 years in office is if gas prices go up, his approval ratings go down. Gas prices are going up, and he doesn't even have the sense or the conviction to pretend that he's trying to fix it. I mean, it's just weird to me. And, you know, this time around, by the way, he doesn't have the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. He's depleted that by 45%. He can't possibly rely on that to bring gas prices down. So I don't know what they're thinking.
Yeah, it is astonishing. You know, especially on this whole issue of, you know, climate. Everything's all about, the war on climate and global warming and everything. And, and look at the polling on that. America could care less about it, but yet we're spending trillions of dollars. We are reinventing this country and causing our country to go through pain that they didn't ask for. Nobody voted for this.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And also, I think, and I think this is a real thing, possibly destroying our auto industry. I mean, auto companies are losing a ton of money on this push towards EV, and no one's buying the cars. People don't want this transfer. I was looking at a Pew survey yesterday, and yes, actually, Americans do support the quest for alternative energy. I think we all do, right? I mean, if someone could convince me that there's a hydrogen cell out there that's going to run a car, make it perfect without emissions, I'd say hooray. No one has really gotten to that point. And this headlong rush towards alternative, most Americans don't approve of it. They don't think we're ready to transfer away from fossil fuels. And they're right. We are not. The electric grid isn't set up. People are waiting 10 years or more to actually get permission to build out a wind tower project in places where it's windy, like Wyoming. They can't hook it up to the grid in California, which desperately needs new energy. I mean, the whole thing is such a mess. There is no plan. It's just like kids playing with Tinker toys and sort of trying to create some architecture that they hope will work, but it isn't working.
Well, you know, Liz, you and I have been in business long enough that this could never fly. I mean, you may have an idea and say, okay, and the board might say short term, okay, let's see what we can do in 12 months. If we don't see things moving in a projected and an expected, kind of arc that moves things in a positive, it's defunded. It's done. You know, we set it aside. But just like you said, there's really no practical infrastructure in order to do what it is that Joe Biden wants to affect. Because even right now, if you had full operation of electric vehicle production, you could only produce maybe enough to, maybe answer the need of 10% of America. So then you got 90% of America going Amish. We got to get a horse and a buggy, you know?
Well, and you need to remind people, Bill, in your position, the only way this changes is to get Joe Biden out of the White House.
Exactly.
Whoever runs against him, you have to vote for the alternative, because the longer we go down this path, the more our industries and our capabilities in this country are going to be limited by this very foolish president and these zealots in the White House. And that's what they are. This is not going to turn out well. Hundreds of billions of dollars right now are at stake. Money that could be going towards improving our military posture against China, all kinds of other things that we need money for. Instead, it's being thrown into solar and wind projects that I guarantee you will only drive up the cost of electricity. That's what's happening in California, and people are sheep-like going along with it. We cannot go along with it.
And it'll make us more dependent on China as well.
Yes.
That's the other thing.
That too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is just, it's just way crazy. But again, you're exactly right. Joe Biden and anybody who thinks like him, we have got to lop his head off. We cannot allow this to continue. It doesn't make sense. You know, I think about the potential GDP, what's happening with the labor force. You and I talked about this last week. It's dormant. In much the same way that it was forced to be dormant during COVID, but when the gates were opened up, what happened? You know, went crazy. The GDP went nuts. So we've got all this potential, that's just lying out there, because you've got, the tradition of hardworking Americans that are more than willing to roll up their sleeves and to do the work. And, we just need to liberate the labor force. And then, the rest of the world can get out of the way, because we're going to be moving.
100%. I agree with you 100%. And we need that. We need people in this country actually to be enthusiastic about work again, too.
Will be.
Yeah.
They will be. You get the government out of the way, and you get all these, these government regulations. You know, I liked what Trump did for everyone. We were going to get rid of two. And even it got into double digits that they were eliminating. You get government out of the way so people can go and do their job. Have fun again. It's okay, to smile, have a good time. Right?
I agree.
I'm with you.
I like that idea.
Let's do it. And let's get something going here, Liz Peek. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for being with us. She's the Fox News contributor, former Wall Street analyst, the one and only Liz Peek. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. You too.
Take care.
Take care.
All righty. Blessings. All right. Bye-bye.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SKYRIZI, risankizumab risen, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SKYRIZI helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
USA News Update. Drivers in Oklahoma, Missouri, South Dakota, North Dakota, Nebraska, Minnesota, and Kansas, be ready. GasBuddy predicts gas prices in these states will spike anywhere from 50 cents to a dollar per gallon over the next several days. While there are few details on the particulars on what's driving the increase, this week President Biden froze many drilling leases in Alaska, and America's energy needs coming from foreign countries could add to the spike. Hurricane Lee continued to strengthen at an exceptional rate last night after jumping multiple storm levels within hours. Lee is now a Category 5 storm, as reported by the National Hurricane Center. The powerful hurricane is forecast to move north of the Leeward Islands and Puerto Rico and may slow down east-northeast of the Bahamas this weekend. Lance Pry, USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Back with the America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Time for DeRoy Murdoch, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor and contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, how are you, buddy?
Not too bad, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I mean, you know, we're on the other side of Labor Day. I didn't know about you, but I found it was quite interesting. I went out on Saturday of Labor Day weekend, you know, to run some errands, and all these businesses were closed. Sure. And so when I went back the other day on the other side of Labor Day, I said, You guys turn Labor Day into Labor Days. You know, Labor Day is day one, singular, one day off. You guys, you know, 4 days off. I guess that's the new spirit of America, huh?
Well, yeah. It's funny they call it Labor Day. It's really not lack of Labor Day is really what should be called, or lack of Labor weekend.
Right.
A lot of people say, oh, summer's over. No. My book, summer doesn't end until it's cold. And it's not cold. Right now it's in the 90s in New York City. This is definitely not fall. This is not winter. So it's still summer. It will remain so until it gets cold. Now you put your seersucker away and you don't wear white pants after Labor Day, but it's not summer. Summer doesn't end until it's cold.
Exactly. No, I'm with you, and that's kind of my attitude. It's been my attitude as well. Plus, on top of that, the idea of Labor Day is that we celebrate the joy of labor. God told us to be fruitful, multiply, go out there. And I think that we find empirically and by experience that men and women are most happy when they're laboring.
I agree with that, although lately the idea seems to be that if you labor at home in your bathrobe, if that. And
yeah.
If you go to the office, you don't go to the office more than 2 or 3 days a week. I know there are companies where they're begging, would you please come back? Please come back for 3 days. And the workforce is like, well, okay. Or they'll say, nah, and they will come in for two or maybe one. So I also a holiday that's very much associated with the American Union movement. So I've lately been calling it, telling people Happy Jimmy Hoffa Day.
I'll tell you, it's just, I struggle, I got to tell you, with all things union, because to me, I think that was a debilitating creation of humanity, because it mediocritized the labor force. And if you think not, all you got to do is look at the U.S. government. That that is the bastion, that is headquarters, you know, for union employment is our government.
This is true. Now, I'm not a big fan of the unions, but I'm more comfortable with unions in the private sector rather than those in the public sector. I mean, the teachers' unions, the federal employees' unions, they have a conflict of interest. They're supposed to be working for the people. These are public servants. They're serving themselves. And even Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who was not exactly a free marketeer, he was opposed to the idea of government unions. On the other side, you've got the private unions like the Writers Guild and now the Actors Guild, and I hear that the Voice Actors Guild on strike in Hollywood, and that's dragged on for, I think, their fourth month now, and it's really starting to hurt the economy of Southern California as a whole, since it's such a big industry out there. So,
My understanding is they're going to hire a bunch of AI people to walk the picket for them.
AI picketers, that's good.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
I'm a writer, and people have talked about artificial intelligence writing scripts, and you might be able to get a script to write, take a video game and say turn it into a script with some very, very stilted characters and bad dialogue. But I think if you're going to have somebody write storylines and characters as rich and with dialogue as clever as people like Woody Allen has written, or Aaron Sorkin, or a lot of these other people, I find it hard to believe that a computer program can do that. But maybe I'm being overly optimistic. I don't know.
Well, I think, experience would tell us the same, right? I mean, computers were supposed to replace humanoids long ago. Mm-hmm. Hasn't happened. I mean, we still need that touch, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I think it was John Naismith in his book Megatrends, I don't know, it was about 25 years ago, talked about as technology would increase, there would be an increasing need for human connection. And this is where we find ourselves right now, is that even in the midst of, here you are in Manhattan, 8 million people wandering around, and you got a lot of people wandering the streets who are just flat out lonely. Hard to imagine.
Very true. Yeah, and ironically, and maybe this sort of connects the two points, with social media and people on Facebook and Instagram and all that, instead of going out to, hey, let's go to a bar and have drinks and have some dinner, people just stay home and text each other back and forth, and you own their individual silos, and I don't think that's very healthy, so.
Not at all.
I don't think this is necessarily, it's neither a panacea nor a complete curse. It's probably something between the two.
Well, maybe we might get to that point where we've had enough of it, DeRoy, and then we'll see everybody's head coming out the windows in Manhattan, going, "That's it, and I've had it with this. We're gonna do something different. Maybe go back and embrace some of these old traditions where you could sit down and just have a beer with your friend, make new friends, and it didn't matter their political persuasion. If they had something to debate and offer, okay, that's fine and well, but I didn't need to kill you because we disagreed." Agree, right?
Yeah, that'd be nice. Back in the days where we could agree to disagree, versus now, we all think we know people who voted for Donald J. Trump in 2016 or 2020, and as a consequence, had friends and even relatives say, "Okay, well, that's it, goodbye."
Yes,
I know a woman who's, I think her, I guess her cousins, or maybe even her grandkids, or their blood relatives, have said, "Okay, well, you voted for Trump, don't come to Thanksgiving dinner. We're not talking to you," and just completely cut off.
Unbelievable.
They've done studies on this. It is way, way, way more people on the left cutting off their friends on the right than people on the right cutting off their friends on the left. Even dating, would you date somebody from the other party? And I don't have the numbers in front of me, but it's usually like 2.5, 3 to 1 that the Democrats won't date Republicans, whereas Republicans will date Democrats.
Oh, God. Is this insane? But
it's crazy. We're supposed those of us on the right are supposedly the narrow-minded, closed-minded bigots, and
right.
The people on the left who won't even have drinks with us, which I think is kind of extraordinary.
You see, and 20 years down the road, they'll do a study and find out that the people who dared cross the line, like the Hatfields and the McCoys, ended up marrying a Democrat, and they were Republican, and they were happier than anybody else.
That could be. That could be. We'll have to.
I'm just saying to be.
We'll study in 20. See what happens in 20 years.
I am just saying. Speaking of Donald Trump, it is incessant. The revolution continues. The resistance continues. Now Adam Schiff and company. I mean, anything that has Adam Schiff's name attached to it, And every time I see him, you know, now he's kind of like, he's been in the background. Now all of a sudden the media is allowing him to come to the microphone again. And it's just go, oh, please, I can't suffer through this man anymore. Mm-hmm. But he's leading the charge for the exercise of the 14th Amendment against the president. I mean, talk about a Hail Mary pass here.
Yeah, and what's amazing about this is that this is such a relentless pylon. You think these people, they've got not one, not two, not three, but four different indictments against Trump with 91 charges. If he's found guilty on all these counts, I believe he would spend 712 years in jail, get out of prison somewhere in the year 27, I'm not doing my math too quickly enough, but 2740, 2750, something like this. Astonishing. 2735, I think, is the exact number.
Yeah.
You think they'd let that process unwind? No, they can't do that. Now they've got a brand new thing as of two or three days ago, which is, okay, let's use the 14th Amendment just to keep him off ballots, never mind prosecuting him. And this is all based on the idea that under the 14th Amendment, if you are guilty of insurrection or rebellion against the United States, you can't run for public office. Well, this is in the 14th Amendment, which, as you may recall from history, came out right after the Civil War. Mm-hmm. And the idea was that I believe they didn't want to have Robert E. Lee or Jefferson Davis or Stonewall Jackson run for office and end up in the U.S. Senate, the U.S. House, or even as President of the United States. And so these folks were not basically barred from running for office. Well, using that same language, that same statute, that same constitutional language from right after the Civil War, which would be 1865, 1866 or so, they're trying to throw that at Trump. Never engaged in civil war, never engaged in having, you know, one state attack the others or number of states attack the others. And this sort of idea might have a little bit of purchase if, in fact, Trump ever were convicted of insurrection or convicted of rebellion. Not only has he neither been convicted of insurrection or rebellion, he's never indicted for either of those two crimes. And in fact, none of the people on January 6th, none of them have been indicted for insurrection. Nobody's being charged with insurrection. And yet, Adam Schiff and Democrats, and even found some anti-Trump, never-Trump Republicans, are running around trying to get secretaries of state to knock him off the ballot because supposedly he is guilty of something for which he's not even been charged. I mean,
exactly.
This is such a complete abomination of due process or basic fairness. I think it's breathtaking and shows the totalitarian extremes to which Trump's enemies will go. These are truly, truly horrible, evil, wicked people.
Exactly. Got to go to break. More from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only-CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. They're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Minutes before the top of the hour, DeRoy Murdoch, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, continues. You know, DeRoy, speaking of what happened on January 6th, I thought it was quite interesting. I saw this interview of a Capitol Police officer. He was one of the, he was one of the supervisors, key supervisors.
Uh-huh.
And he was saying, look, we got problems here. They weren't answering the number two person in charge, who was the one at the command center who should have been able to make decisions, refused to make decisions. He ended up having to act independently and was the one that was responsible for vacating the Senate and the House members, you know, and get him to safety because, you know, the Capitol was being overrun. And in his estimation, this guy's really good. I mean, he's been, you know, at his job for over 20 years. He is truly an expert and says quite clearly that, you know, he's the best at his job. And but got no support on January the 6th. The thing that I found quite revealing was he said, based on the personnel, and I'm talking about Capitol Police personnel, all the others that Muriel Bowser and that Nancy Pelosi, as you recall, they were responsible for putting in place and not putting in place. He said that he thought for sure they were going to be overrun. There was no way they could have withheld the push of these people. If they really were doing an insurrection, if they really wanted to do some serious damage, he said the Capitol Police, they were outmanned. There was no way. And these are people, they didn't have guns.
Uh-huh.
They had flags, maybe had some sticks. There was probably some people, you know, from Antifa and BLM that we know. Also some FBI insurgencies that were involved as well. But these people were unarmed. And even with them being unarmed, you have this Capitol Police officer, this supervisor saying, we were done.
Uh-huh.
We were going to be rolled over.
Uh-huh.
And it didn't happen. So, you know, to your point, the left, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats have insisted this was an insurrection. They've backed off on that word, but whenever they can slip it in or the girls from The View can say insurrection, they use that. But it's so irresponsible because if it truly was an insurrection, the Capitol Police would have been done.
Yeah, if this were an insurrection, these people would have gone in. They would have found
Nancy Pelosi, I guess, killed her. And I guess the idea was to hang Mike Pence or whatever else. And you definitely, no question, had people who kicked in the doors, broke windows, and those people should be found and thrown in jail. Those people deserve all the punishment we can throw their way. But at some point, the Capitol Police figured, okay, we're overwhelmed. I guess we'll just surrender. They threw the doors open and basically waved people in. And I guess people who don't live in Washington, D.C., they thought, oh, good, it's an open house. Let's check out the Capitol and take some pictures, go look at some artwork, check out some sculpture, you know, pose next to some beautiful historical artifact. And a lot of them did that. Now, they shouldn't have been there, but, you know, their innocence or their unwitting or maybe ignorantly went in and thought, well, if they're waving us in, it must be legal. And then some of these people subsequently been prosecuted. But as to your point, if these were, in fact, insurrectionists, they would have conducted an insurrection and taken the place over and probably killed a lot of people. That's what an insurrection looks like. And, in fact, Congress, after about 3-4 hours, were able to go back to the election electoral college certification ceremony, which was what they're supposed to do. So this is a completely inappropriate, unnecessary, and illegal interruption of their activities. Wasn't it what you'd call any kind of a coup? Nothing of the kind. And by the way, going back to President Trump's alleged culpability, if he in fact wanted to launch an insurrection and send his supporters in to take over the Capitol building and somehow have some kind of a citizen coup, if you will, do you think he would have authorized 10,000 National Guard troops to be on the streets of Washington, D.C. on that day? And in fact, he authorized those troops. He told Muriel Bowser and Nancy Pelosi that they were available. And you have to get the permission of the mayor or the governor of each state, or in this case, the mayor of D.C., actually to push the button and have these people occupy the streets. And the response is, no, that would be a bad look, bad optics. Let's not do that. And, the day before, on January 5th, Muriel Bowser sent a letter. It's available in print. You can look at it. And it basically, stand down. We don't want any troops. We don't want any National Guard on the street. We'll let the Capitol, we'll let the U.S., or rather the D.C. Police Department, Metropolitan Police Department, take care of it. And they blocked it. So it's hard to believe that Donald J. Trump would launch an insurrection and at the same time approve 10,000 soldiers with arms to block the very people who are going to conduct the insurrection. This makes as much sense as you and I planning a bank robbery and then calling 911 and saying, hey, by the way, the bank at the corner of First Avenue in Maine is going to be robbed in 10 minutes. Send the cops to protect it. Makes no sense. So the reason that I think there's been no insurrection charge against Donald J. Trump is there's no evidence because it didn't happen.
Exactly.
Schiff and the Trump haters are out there trying to gin this thing up on with as much basis and truth as the idea that Donald J. Trump is a Kremlin operative who's controlled by Vladimir Putin.
Well,
four different investigations proved that's not true.
And it's a clear projection. The very thing that they're accusing Donald Trump of is the very thing that they're guilty of. I mean, look at what little proof they had in any of the impeachments of Donald Trump. Very little proof. And here we've got, you know, we've got dead bodies, we've got guns, we've got bullets, we've got fingerprints, everything else. And but Joe Biden's not guilty. Hunter Biden is innocent. You know, and on that this goes on. So it's like, you know, when you control the narrative as the Democrats do and they continue to keep us at odds with one another, this is what gives them cover. Because a United States of America, they would not be able to get away with this. Go ahead. Yeah.
Hey, well, once you've corrupted the Department of Justice, the FBI, now we're hearing in the last couple of days that the Secret Service might have been involved in tipping off Hunter Biden about some potential investigation. So we have these enormously powerful instruments of control and governance in this country. They're supposed to serve all of us equally and blindly, and instead they're being used as sort of howitzers to attack one side of the political aisle, namely the right side of the aisle and Trump supporters. And you get this sort of third world or even worse than third world type situation, which in a sense you could say is sort of a insurrectionist of a sort. And this, as you say, is psychological projection. These folks using the instruments of power to oppress their opponents. And they accuse us of doing this when, in fact, they're the ones doing this to us.
I know. It is amazing, clearly. And the mainstream media is not interested. They're not curious about it whatsoever. You know, and meanwhile, they're doing everything they can to tell, you know, over 50% of America who they're going to vote for. and you can't vote for anybody that they haven't pre-approved. And but meanwhile, Donald J. Trump continues to skyrocket up the polls, and he may end up being the confirmed nominee for the Republican Party while he's in the middle of a court case. You know.
Yeah, and every time they indict him, his numbers go up, up, and away. And I think it's not just Republicans, but he's winning over some independents, I think even some fair-minded Democrats. I know that his numbers among blacks have soared. He was he got 8% in 2016, about 12% in 2020, and I believe it was a Wall Street Journal poll just the other day said he's at now 20% black support. If he wins 20% of the black vote, it's done. The Democrats are finished. They're cooked. And so I think it's ironic if they've essentially turned this man into a, rather than being a, it's conceived of or perceived as this big, big, nasty, mean bully, he's now seen as a sympathetic character for whom people feel tremendous empathy and maybe even compassion. If that ends up getting him elected and he gets in, I think the people who've been plotting all this stuff are going to pay a serious price. Those who've broken the law will go to jail. Those who've engaged in unethical behavior will be disbarred and lose their law licenses.
And they should. They absolutely should.
Right. Have got to give a very, very strong dose of this medicine back to these people who are going to do it again. Teach them a lesson they'll never forget, and then maybe we go back to that society you talked about where we can have our differences and get along. Because if we turn the other cheek and say, okay, we forgive you, they're just going to, when they're back in power, they're going to hammer our heads in even harder.
Yeah, because they've done this before.
They have.
I mean, this is their pattern. So it's like, look, at you've got to really meet force with force. You got to bully a bully.
Have to do.
And that's it. I mean, it's not going to be wonderful and beautiful. It's going to be hard for some people to see. But this is what it comes down to, because the fact of the matter is, DeRoy, if it's not them, it's us. And they're already doing it to us. Their boot is on our throats, right?
You got it. They started it. You know, they're as you say, they're the ones, I like to say, putting the pillow over our faces. So, you know, the way you get that to stop is you put a pillow on these people's faces until they learn to stop doing that with pillows. And, you know, saying, oh, you're nice, you're wonderful, let's buy you flowers, let's turn the other cheek and forgive you. That's not going to work. That is just going to be to make them even more ferocious.
Well, DeRoy, Congress is coming back, and they've got short order, a short amount of time in which to do something, approve a budget, also dealing with the ongoing investigation, talking about an impeachment inquiry, which I think could be delayed. If there's a delay in the budget, I would not be surprised if, like a chess piece, that that becomes instrumental in Congress's ability to continue to move forward. Inquiry. What do you think? We got about a minute left. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know if the budget and the impeachment inquiry necessarily will be tied together, but I think that the impeachment inquiry, using that specific word, gives power gives Congress much deeper tools, if you will, or power to investigate Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and get more documents. I think they're able to go into court and have a stronger hand when it comes to forcing these agencies to hand over these documents. We now have something like 5,400 emails we've discovered in the last couple weeks at the National Archives, which involve Joe Biden sending messages to people using...
See, we got to send the FBI over there to pick up all those documents. Well, what do you think?
And find out.
I mean, we'll get all the guys with guns and SEALs out there, you know, alongside the water and everything to make sure
we get a SWAT team to go in and get that stuff out. Maybe that's what it'll take.
Unbelievable. Well, he's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
You bet, Bill. Thanks very much.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final